Good morning and welcome into Conversations with the Newsmaker, a public affairs program of this station and the Bristol Broadcasting Company. I'm Trey Adams. On today's program, we discuss an innovative education plan being developed in Southwest Virginia that will offer students and families an alternative way to learn, a learning delivery that has become a familiar part of education as of late. And joining me to discuss this plan is Bristol Virginia Public Schools Superintendent, Dr. Keith Perigin. Dr. Perigin, good morning and welcome on to Conversations.
Good morning, Trey. Great to talk to you.
And this academy we're talking about is the Region 7 Virtual Academy. And Dr. Perigin, I wanted to start off by asking you, talk about what exactly this academy is.
So this academy is currently made up of 10 school divisions from Region 7. We are going to come together to provide virtual learning opportunities for our students next year. The reason that we have done this, you know, obviously we've all been providing virtual options to our families this course year individually, and it has certainly proven to be a very big challenge. And it's, we now that Pandora's box has been opened, we don't anticipate that we'll be shoving virtual instruction back into it. So as we go into next year, we want to be sure that we have a plan that's ready to deal with those challenges better. And we think that we can do that corporately better than we can individually. So we've come together to develop this academy, and we anticipate it growing from the 10 divisions in the very near future.
And it's such an innovative plan. Is this the first virtual academy of this size in the state of Virginia that you know of?
It is actually the first virtual academy in the Commonwealth of any size. There are other regional partnerships. Governor schools are one example of that. But you also have Code RVA in Richmond, which is a partnership between some school divisions up there. But this is the first statewide or the first regional academy that's virtual in the Commonwealth.
And how long has this virtual academy been in the works?
Well, we started talking about it in November officially, and put a planning team together to develop a plan to roll this out. And, you know, we started out with a plan to do this ourselves. As a matter of fact, we have a budget that's scalable for 500 student enrollments. And every time, you know, once we get to 500, we would just start another sub-regional academy. And after we started rolling that out and having conversations about that publicly, we started to gain the interest of some private companies who are already in this space. And so currently we have three proposals that are on the table for outside companies or agencies to provide these services for us. As a matter of fact, I just got off a call with one of the pitches right before we began talking. And so at our next regional board meeting, we will be presenting these options to the regional board for them to make a decision about whether we are indeed going to provide this instruction and curriculum on our own, or if we're going to partner with one of the private companies or agencies that are offering their services to us.
And would a decision be reached by that next meeting, or would it be maybe a couple of weeks after, or perhaps a month or two after?
Nope. We anticipate putting the informational packet together this weekend for our board so that they have plenty of time to review the packet to make a decision on Thursday, March the 3rd. And at that time, we will also be hiring a regional director. We held the interviews for that position yesterday.
And, you know, what's impressive to me about, as you mentioned, over 10 districts that are going to be participating in this Region 7 Academy, was there any challenges to have this vast region-wide cooperation between different school districts in regards to getting a virtual academy together?
You know, there was challenges with getting the academy together, but there was not challenges with collaboration. Our region is, we have a very tight-knit group of superintendents and a very tight-knit group of school board members, and we work together on projects all the time. As a matter of fact, you may be familiar, you know, there are eight regions across the Commonwealth, and we, Region 7, we have the most poverty of any region in the Commonwealth. We have the most special needs students of any region in the Commonwealth, yet we're able to outperform every other region in the Commonwealth in regards to SOL scores, and that's because we've come together to partner to make sure that we have the curriculum and the instruction that is needed for our students to succeed. So collaboration among our regional members is nothing new. This virtual academy is, but it was easy to bring those partners together because we've worked together well for a very long time.
Our full conversation with Dr. Keith Perigin on the upcoming opening of the Region 7 Virtual Academy, along with more details about the academy itself, can be heard Sunday at 6 a.m. on Super Talk 92.9.